Audio Renaissance presents The Quest by Wilbur Smith. Read for you by Simon Vance. Two lonely figures came down from the high mountains. They were dressed in travel-worn furs and leather helmets with ear flaps strapped beneath their chins against the cold. Their beards were untrimmed and their faces weather-beaten. They carried all their meager possessions upon their backs. It had taken a hard and daunting journey to reach this spot. Although he led, Merrin had no inkling where they were, neither was he sure why they had come so far. Only the old man who followed close behind him knew that, and he had not yet chosen to enlighten Merrin. Since leaving Egypt, they had crossed seas and lakes and many mighty rivers. They had traversed vast plains and forests. They had encountered strange and dangerous animals and even more dangerous men. Then they had entered the mountains, a prodigious chaos of snowy peaks and gaping gorges. Their horses had died in the cold, and Merrin had lost the tip of one finger, burned black by the crackling frosts. Fortunately, not a finger of his sword hand. Merrin stopped on the brink of the last sheer cliff. The old man came up beside him, and they looked down on a land of rivers and dense green jungles. 5 years we have been upon the road, Merrin said. Is this the end of the journey, Magus?
Nay, but we have made a good beginning.
And he set out along a narrow ledge that...